1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I want the feeling. So bad. Ask my family doctor just what I have.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Make an appointment with me right now by calling 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a free call anywhere in North America. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. And if you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Along with questions about your health, we always want to hear your on-air personal success stories. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope, and hope is some of the best medicine anyone can ever have. I'm a health and lifestyle coach. If you need me a prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272, or send me an email. We'll kick this segment off and go with Marty. Hi, Marty.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Thanks.
How can I help?
Well, Tuesday, I fell in the shower and I bruised my thigh. I've got about a 6-inch bruise on my thigh, and of course, it was extremely painful for a couple of days and pain eased up. But then today, I noticed that I now have another bruise behind my knee on that same leg, and it's aching a lot today. And I was just wondering, should I be concerned? And if so, what should I look for? And at what point do I seek medical attention for that?
So Your leg got bruised on your thigh, is that right? Where you fell, or on your hip area, where you fell on the side, and then
the thigh actually hit the edge of the tub. Yes.
Okay, and now there's a spot behind your knee that's a little bluish in color, and it's hurting at your knee or hurting in your leg all over.
The whole leg is aching.
Okay, what I would do. Here's the thing: you definitely got a bruise, but I would go see your primary care physician to make sure that you weren't anemic before, and there might be, you know, a little bit of excessive where the bruising can kind of travel, and of course it caused some issues and some pains. I would get that checked out. Call back here on the show. You know, I'm here each and every night, but I'd be curious to hear what they say regarding that. I would not worry about it if I were you. I would just have someone look at it. And the aching and the pain, I tell you, the couple things you can do between now and then is to increase your vitamin C to about 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams. Vitamin C helps rebuild collagen. And also there is a supplement you can get at a health food store called Rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Rutin helps restructure and rebuild the actual vascular walls themselves. And so if they burst and there's some damage in there just from the fall itself, it can help rebuild those. Okay, so I hope that helps. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're listening to Dr. Asa on call. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How are you, sir? I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
Sure, Dave.
I've been dealing with this issue. Feels kind of like in my throat area, between my throat and the top of my chest. It's like anything I eat, even just generally swallowing or drinking water, kind of feels like something's there, like it's blocked somehow or other. I know the food's getting down there. Sometimes it seems like it takes maybe even a few days to digest or whatnot. And I've been through numerous tests with my, my doctor and whatnot, and we still haven't come to no conclusion. I've been kind of dealing with this issue for about 7 months, I'm wondering if you have any ideas or suggestions.
So when you eat food, it goes through your when you swallow and things, definitely do you feel like there's something in your throat, like there's something stuck in your throat when you're attempting to swallow food?
Yes, yep, absolutely. I was diagnosed with like GERD or reflux or something of the sort with my stomach, and I was prescribed Prilosec, and for the last, like I said, 7 months, I've been eating those like candy, and even when I take the pills, it's like they just stick there. It's like they're not even going down. I mean, they're not coming back up or anything, but it just feels to me like they're just not getting down. It's taken a while for them to get down, and just feels like I'm just backing them up on top of each other.
Dave, are you overweight at all?
Yeah, I am. I'll say I'm somewhat overweight.
What's your height and weight?
I'm about 5'5", and I'm at about 195 pounds.
Okay, so that's just, you're a little bit overweight. You can stand to lose, what, about 40 pounds, 35 pounds?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I have been pretty active, especially in the last years. I've been into the gym and whatnot, and so...
Okay. Here's several things. I'm going to lay some things out for you for just a moment, Dave. Hang with me for a second. You know, the catching in your throat where it's hard to swallow, I think that acid reflux that they've got, they're going down possibly the right path in one area. But remember, the body's integrated, so you've got all different kinds of areas. The swallowing in the throat sounds to me like your thyroid gland is starting to swell. The reason it's starting to do that is because you don't have enough organic iodine in your body. When the body doesn't get enough of something, when a gland does not get enough of what it needs, its main nutrients, it can swell. Prostate gland, when it doesn't have enough zinc, it will swell. And that's where we get a lot of benign prostatic hypertrophy, where you swell in the prostate. Well, the thyroid gland is the same way, and it can swell. And the thyroid gland sits right next to the esophagus. So if it swells, it can start causing you to have issues swallowing your food. Organic iodine, a great way to test and see if you're lacking in it, you take what's called the iodine patch test. Get some iodine, put a drop of it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow-orange color. And if it disappears, meaning it absorbs in the skin, within 3 hours, then you'll know you're lacking organic iodine. It's very common, Dave, so that wouldn't surprise me a bit. It means that your thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. I would definitely talk to your doctor, have them do some more tests on your thyroid, make sure it's functioning properly from a blood test perspective. But a lot of times the blood test won't show if you're iodine deficient. That's what can cause the thyroid gland to swell itself. That's one route that I would go, especially with you telling me that you were in the gym one day, got really fatigued and just really, you know, came unglued. A lot of times it can be between three things when that happens. It can be the pituitary gland, which is in the brain, and it's the master gland. It's the one that controls just about every other hormone system, your testosterone, also your growth hormone levels, and even your thyroid. Your thyroid is usually secondary to the pituitary in function. So I would go get a barrage of tests done on your hormone system. That's what I would check. I would get your growth hormone checked, your testosterone checked, and all your thyroid numbers checked. Tell your physician to look at all of that. It's important to get those numbers. Check on the iodine. And also eliminate two things. Eliminate cow's milk, dairy, and eliminate all wheat products. Anything with flour in it, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers. Here is why. If you have an allergy to either one of those, and those are the top two foods that contain, that gives us food allergies, you could also be having a simple food reaction, and that could be creating an issue for you as well. So that's another route to go to start eliminating and deducting, figuring out what exactly this is. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Let me know when you get those test results. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life. Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Call now, 888-379-2552. 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. Let's kick this segment off and go with Ron. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I've had this severe itching problem for about 4 years, and I've been taking Zyrtec to keep it under control, which it does, but I'd really like to find out what's going on and get rid of the problem.
So it's been going on for 4 years. Do you have any idea what triggered it? I mean, did it just start out of nowhere? Did you go on a trip? Did you go through major stress?
I was working out a lot, and it seemed to start in my genital area. I thought I had, you know, jock itch, and I treated it, and it didn't, you know, it didn't help. It didn't go away, and then it just kind of spread. It got worse.
Have you had any blood tests done? Have you gone to see a doctor about it, or just tried to?
Yeah, I've been in and out of allergy clinics and doctors and ENTs. I've tried. I've been sent to everything. And, you know, they told me I had dust mite. Allergies, and you know, I tried to eliminate everything there. Nothing seemed to help.
What does a day look like for you? Like, what did you eat today? Just give me a normal day for you.
I eat a lot of berries.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just kind of give me a now.
I think I had oatmeal with berries in it this morning.
Okay.
I had a Cliff Bar for lunch.
All right.
Have a pretty light lunch. I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. So you're not eating
a lot.
Kind of
low today.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the things you eat, you know, food's the greatest drug we have. And when you're dealing with any kind of reaction that could be involved with histamine, which is why you're taking, you know, there's the block histamine right now. Yeah. Anytime you're dealing with something that could involve histamine, you want to do a couple things. Number one, your food intake that you take in every single day needs to be very strategic. And by that, I mean, you mean make sure you're eating things that would never raise histamine in the body. Now, if you're eating things like Cliff Bars and oatmeal, any type of grain is going to raise histamine in the body. Our bodies don't handle it very well. So I would come off all grains, make sure you don't have, the Cliff Bar contains soy in it. You want to stay away from anything with soy for sure. And
yeah, we changed from soy milk. I used to drink a lot of soy milk because we got away from dairy a long time ago.
That's good.
I just recently changed the coconut milk.
Okay, that's fine.
Drinking coconut milk instead of the soy milk.
Soy milk, that's good. Actually, goat's milk is the better choice when you're looking at milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. The body handles it very well. But, you know, I want to just kind of give you a couple things that will encourage you. With the itching that you're dealing with, I think you probably got a food allergy. I would come off any grain, anything that contains a wheat grain in it, or just anything with flour, even gluten-free. Just come off of all of it for about 6 to 8 weeks and see how you do. Increase your omega-3 fatty acids, and I would do probably 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil, one in the morning, one in the evening. Increase your digestive enzymes, and increase 2 other types of enzymes. Well, actually one, and then one's called hydrochloric acid. Take 2 tablets of hydrochloric acid with your meals, and then also I would take what are called proteolytic enzymes. You'll take 3 times a day on an empty stomach. And then I would start taking phosphatidylcholine before you go to bed. Here's why. Your acetylcholine levels are linked to your gallbladder. Now, do you still have your gallbladder, Ron? Ron, are you there? I think we lost Ron. I think we might have lost him.
I'm there.
Okay, here you are. Thanks. Okay, so do you still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got your gallbladder. However, a lot of times when the gallbladder gets congested, then what happens, it can create the same kind of effect you're feeling because acetylcholine levels, now acetylcholine is a brain chemical, when it gets low, it can cause the gallbladder not to function very well. If the gallbladder doesn't function well, you don't break down your fats very well. If you don't break down your fats very well, then you can create excess histamine build up. So here's the deal. I would increase your acetylcholine levels. You could do about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of phosphatidylcholine before you go to bed. It'll also help you sleep deeper. And then also come off of, you know, you said you're already off cow's milk dairy, so that's wonderful. And then also come off of all grains. Do that for a period of about 6 to 8 weeks. Increase your omega-3 fatty acids, digestive enzymes with all your meals, hydrochloric acid to break down the excess proteins, and proteolytic enzymes an hour away from food, three times a day, and see how your body begins responding. Also get a blood test done and see where your vitamin D levels are. Make sure your vitamin D stays around 70 to 90 on a blood test. If it drops too low, your immune system will drop, and that can cause issues with what are called mast cells or basophils, which actually create the histamine response in the body. I know it's a bunch of big words, but bottom line is just follow some of the things I just laid out for you, and let's see how your body responds to it. But typically, when you get the itching all over, it's, you know, coming from histamine, so we just have to find out the source of where the histamine is. The only other thing it could be, and you could get a blood test done to verify it, and I would ask your physician if they have it, but it's, if you've gone through all these allergy tests and that sort of thing, they probably check for fungal infections. And if it is fungal related, if you want to do the, there's this called a super cleanse in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can do that for about 3 to 4 days. There's no food involved, so you'll be drinking a solution that contains, actually, it'll be a pinch of cayenne pepper along with juicing organic apples. And there's a way to do that. You mix it with, the juicing the apples. And actually, you'll mix it with organic maple syrup and then squeeze a half a lemon with it. You can mix all that together. It's all combined. And you'll see that in my book, Empowering Your Health. But anyway, you'll do that for about 3 to 4 days. You'll sip on it every 15 minutes. You won't do any supplements at all. And what it'll do is it'll help flush out any excess yeast, fungal infections, bacterial infections that might be hanging out in your digestive tract. So there's several options for you to follow, but I would get started. I'll get the blood test done, too, on that fungal infection if they haven't already done that. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. And that's what we're here for. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Prepperfest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center on Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, Lisa Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Issa. I heard your program one night, and I've got an anxiety problem along with high cholesterol. And you had mentioned, I think, that taking or eating three organic eggs a day would help with cholesterol or build up a plaque or something like that.
Yeah, it actually, eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. It's kind of funny because they've made it sound like eggs are what's going to give you high cholesterol and kill you. But it's not. Eggs are one of the best foods you can actually put inside your body. And 2 to 3 organic eggs every day, one of the best ways to lower cholesterol. It's got a component in the egg yolk called choline and lecithin. In both of these, choline is a transporter. It helps transport anything in the body. But then lecithin is a fat emulsifier. So lecithin will actually come in and clear off the plaque arterial walls. It'll help lower cholesterol, and then you combine that with about 500 milligrams twice a day of red yeast rice, which you can pick up at your health food store, and niacin in the version of NADH. NADH is the version of niacin that you want to use, and it just does wonders for cholesterol. I mean, we've seen that clinically on a regular basis. But, you know, that's just one thing to look into. Let's talk about your anxiety. The cholesterol thing, not to diminish it, but cholesterol is a pretty easy fix. And what's your numbers, by the way? What have they been running on the blood test?
My cholesterol?
Yeah, what's the number? What have they been running? Well, the HDL and the LDL?
Around 250. Okay. And with medication, around 211.
All right. I would encourage you to follow the principles in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet and just see how your body responds. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. In about 4 to 6 weeks after you get started on that and follow the principles along with eating eggs every day, get your blood test done and see where your numbers are. Remember that 190 to 220 are actually good numbers. You don't want your cholesterol to drop too low because it can affect your testosterone level. And when your testosterone gets, or when your HDL, which is the good cholesterol, when it gets too low and it affects testosterone, that's not a good thing. You want to keep your male hormone, you know, as peaked out as it can, and 550 is a really good number for that. But the anxiety, let's talk about that for a moment. Is it something you deal with all the time? Is it something that affects your sleep? Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you taking?
Other than, to help relax me is... I can't think
you're
of
taking one of the
things.
You're taking a medication for it? Xanax?
Yeah, I get valproic acid.
Okay.
Is one thing, and that's what I take.
Okay. Well, let's talk about anxiety for a moment and what it is. Are you going through a lot of stress in your life? What's triggered it? What's been the trigger?
I really don't know. It's just I think when I was working shift work, and I think it took its toll on my body, you know, maybe in my mind too.
How long ago was that?
I worked shift work for like 10 years, and now that I don't work shift work, I take a lot of vitamin D to help relax, like 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D, and ever since I started taking that, I've been more relaxed. And I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing.
Well, vitamin D is not so much going to relax your body. What vitamin D is actually doing, and the mechanism and the way it's working, is it's actually helping you utilize your calcium more, and calcium can actually help your body relax. So that's how that's indirectly working. But vitamin D, I would get a blood test done to see where your vitamin D numbers are, because that does play a big role in your overall health. You want your vitamin D levels to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. But anxiety is actually a lack of a neurotransmitter called GABA. Okay, GABA is one of our main neurotransmitters. It's a brain chemical. That's all that fancy word means. And so when we're low in GABA, that's what causes us to have anxiety. So if we can get our body to handle and utilize more GABA, then we can lower the anxiety that you're dealing with. And, of course, you know, there's the mental factors, too. Remember, the body as a whole, it's not just a pill for this and a pill for that. It's looking at your lifestyle choices, your environmental factors, your stressors, and how well you handle those sorts of things. And that's going to make a big difference in dealing with anxiety. So if there's any stress in your life as far as with family or friends or whatever, managing that's going to play a key role. But getting your GABA levels where they need to be, increasing GABA, and you can take about 50 milligrams of GABA before bed, and you can pick that up at any health food store. Very simple. It's readily available. It's not a prescription. It's actually an amino acid that your body can utilize. It's very easy for your body to function with. But 50 milligrams of that before bed, along with magnesium, will help you get into a deeper sleep, and then also it'll help reduce it during the next day. Now, you can also play with it a little bit. Look at the label. Most labels, when you get GABA, will tell you the ways to take it. But you can take GABA. If you want to go get some blood tests done, I encourage you to do that, because it's important to know how your other systems are doing, because GABA and, you know, anxiety as a whole can affect other systems within the body. It's good to have everything checked out. But I'm here every night. If you want to call back and let me know how things are going. You should be able to start sleeping better, though. Just by increasing the GABA itself should make a big difference. And the cholesterol, not a big deal. Start changing the way that you eat. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on the foundational four supplements. That's a whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, probiotics, and don't forget the red yeast rice and the niacin in the version of NADH. All of that will help cholesterol issues, but it's more about lifestyle. And you get those numbers changed, you get your body functioning better, you're going to feel better. It's going to help you, even with your GABA levels, just getting your good foundation set the way it needs to. Okay, thanks for the call, Alan. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. You can check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Damien. Hi, Damien. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
I've got this problem. My feet are cracking underneath my toes. And it's not a dry crack. It's more of a moist crack, and the skin is starting to peel. I thought that might have been like a form of athlete's foot or something, but I've tried every form of prescription or non-prescription athlete's foot cure medicine out there, even talcum powder and cornstarch, and none of it seems to cure it. Can you help me out?
Cracking in, is it cracking between your toes?
Right.
Okay. Remember that skin conditions, regardless of where they are in the body, skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So typically, we do lotions and potions and creams, and we look at treating things from the outside, but it's always an inside thing. You've got an omega-6 fatty acid deficiency. There's three main ones. There's omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And I would increase your cod liver oil for omega-3s, but I would also increase your omega-6s in the form of gamma-linoleic acid, GLA. You can pick that up at your health food store. Not a big deal. About 3,000 milligrams a day of that, along with a tablespoon a day of cod liver oil. And I would increase also some vitamin B1 in the version of thiamine pyrophosphate. Now, that's a big, long, fancy word. Don't get a B1 tablet. It's not going to work. You need a liquid version of B1 called thiamine pyrophosphate. Need help with that, go to drasa.com. We'll be able to help you. But that's typically what's going on with your current situation. I would also come off cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products. Get started on the anti-inflammatory. And after about a month's time, well, you'll notice the cracking will change in about a week's time. But after a month's time, I'll get some blood work done, see how things are going, check on your vitamin D levels, because vitamin D can play a huge role in overall skin health as well. You want to keep your vitamin D levels between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. But thanks for the call. It's easy fix with what you're going through. The potions and the cream is not going to do it. It's got to come from the inside out. The skin is the largest organ we have, and we always have to do everything we can to take good care of it. Thanks, Damien, for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. The email come in. Marcus from Louisville, Kentucky writes, I've been dealing with diabetes for over 10 years. I'm tired of taking daily injections. Is there any hope for me? You better believe it, Marcus. You know, that whole thing about once having diabetes, always having diabetes is not true. Diabetes is, especially type 2, is a lifestyle-related health challenge. That's why most people don't get it till later on in life, because they've been living a certain way that's caused their body and thrown it into having diabetes. One of the best things you can do is make sure your body gets stabilized by the things you eat. Food is the greatest drug you have, not insulin. And so by changing the weight, make some radical changes in your lifestyle, you'll get the radical results in the health that you're looking for. So how do you correct it? Here is the deal. Anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is your guideline. That's going to balance out your insulin levels in your body, stabilize that, and four things you'll want to take: ionic chromium, ionic manganese, ionic vanadium, and alpha lipoic acid. All of those combined will strengthen the pancreas, give the pancreas back what it needs. Check with your physician on that, because you don't want to take all those minerals and be taking insulin. It can cause your blood sugar to drop too low. And wouldn't that be a great thing to get it balanced out on its own? Give it a shot. No pun intended. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Talk Radio online at HealthTalkRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
This hour, to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. We're going to kick this segment off and go with Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I was calling you because about a year ago, I fell on my knee playing basketball. And it's been on and off pains in my knee, and I was wondering, like, what could I do for it?
Did you fall directly on the knee, and did you go see a doctor at all?
Well, no. Well, I went to get a physical, and, like, it wasn't bothering me then, so, like, they didn't really say anything about it. But, like, I haven't been to the doctor, but, like, I was planning on this weekend, but it's really been bothering me, like, right in the center of my knee, and, yes, I did fall directly on it.
And how long ago was this?
This is about a year ago.
About a year ago, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times with your knee, if you fall on it and have an injury, it can burst a little sac that's underneath the kneecap. Now, that little sac will actually repair itself, but sometimes if there's some scar tissue that got underneath there that needs to be cleaned out or taken care of, that can be causing some of the pain. So I would definitely go see your physician. Go ahead and continue with that appointment and see what they have to say. I'll get a blood test done, check on your blood test, and just see where your numbers are, though. Make sure that all your basic numbers, like it's going to be called a CBC, make sure all those numbers are normal, and then also check on your vitamin D levels. I would increase your cod liver oil so you can have plenty of omega-3s. It helps lower inflammation in the body, and also get started on the anti-inflammatory diet because you want to lower inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, you're going to help with every area of your body, not just your knee joint, but with everything else. It's just going to promote overall better health for you, and I think that you'll see a huge difference in the way that you feel. But let them check the knee out. I don't think it's anything that's going to be real serious, but I think it's something that needs to be looked at any rate. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
My main problem right now is my thyroid. And I was diagnosed about 5 years ago with hypothyroidism. And I've stopped taking my medication because I just didn't feel like I needed it anymore. And my daughter's upset saying, you know, you need to get back on it.
Oops. You still there? I think we lost her. So that's something, I'll tell you what, when you're dealing with thyroid, here's some things that you want to think about, okay? When you're diagnosed with hypothyroidism, it means the thyroid's not functioning as well as it needs to. It's low thyroid function. There's several things that can cause that. So with thyroid function, you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of iodine. That's one of the first things, because when the, see, remember, women need three times the amount of organic iodine that men do. Men, we can function off 150 micrograms a day, and that's all we need for our thyroid gland. But women, they need about 450 micrograms a day, 150 micrograms for your thyroid gland, 150 micrograms for your ovaries, and 150 micrograms for your breast tissue. Matter of fact, it's one of the main reasons women get fibroids in their breast tissues because of a lack of organic iodine. So that's something that you'll definitely want to look into. And with you being hypothyroid, you're probably deficient. There's two little tests you can do at home to figure out if you're deficient. One is called the iodine patch test. You take a drop of organic iodine and put it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow, orangish color. And if it disappears after about, I would say, 3 hours, then you're lacking organic iodine. If it's still there after 10 hours, you're fine. So it's something to look into, and it helps the body function better. Now, if they put you on medication, which we didn't get to talk about because we lost the call here, if they've got you on Synthroid or Levothyroxine or Armour or anything like that to build the thyroid up, it's good to take iodine with that, but you want to take it at different times of the day. So if you took the medication in the morning, you'd want to take iodine in the afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock. It'll help strengthen the thyroid gland while you're taking medication to manage the thyroid gland. And eventually, the goal would be for your body to be able to function without it. And so that's, I mean, without medication. And that can happen. It just depends on where your body is and where your thyroid is. Now, a couple of other things you'll want to do. You're going to want to increase L-tyrosine. They've done a lot of research with tyrosine. Tyrosine plays a big role. And that's an amino acid, by the way. Tyrosine is a major player with the thyroid. You can do about 3,000 milligrams of that per day and pick it up at any health food store. Then also, you want to do coconut oil. Coconut oil helps stimulate thyroid function. And don't worry, it's not going to clog your arteries. It's actually going to be helpful. It's a good, healthy fat, and it burns as what's called a medium-chain triglyceride. So it actually burns for energy in the body, but they've shown study after study that it helps speed up the thyroid gland, functions much, much better, and it think about 2 to 3, maybe even 4 tablespoons per day. You can put it in a smoothie of some kind or cook with it. It's one of the best cooking oils that there is. It doesn't break down under heat, so there's several things you can do. Also, avoid the cabbage family, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, and strawberries. All those foods help slow down the thyroid, so you'll be working against yourself. A lot of great things you can do to get the thyroid functioning better on its own. You're not stuck there, and don't think that you are. There's always hope to get your health back. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.